Blog Talk Radio.
Back to Africa. And now
us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze.
It's Saturday night, and it's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with the man himself, your host with the most, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him into the studio.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, my brother. Glad to be on the radio show today so that we can talk about some good things that can help our people along the way. Yes, indeed. And one of the things we wanted to talk about is, you know, really saving the lives of our youth and how we need to see what we can do to be about bringing an ending to all of this madness when it comes to them being killed on a day, you know, when I can't say on a daily basis, but at least once a week, you're hearing about, you know, a number of kids being killed, you know, and we don't need to hear that anymore. What we need to hear is our youth doing some positive things to help themselves, help their community, and things of that sort, but not to hear that our kids are getting gunned down in the street on a weekly basis. And that doesn't have to be. That can be something that doesn't exist any longer in our community. And but the only way that's going to happen is if we step up to the plate and see what we can do to turn away a lot of the negativity that's coming through right now in our community. And one of the things that's coming through is, as we said before, the terrible nigger hate music. We need to really end that. And we can do that. That's not a problem. But the bottom line is that the only way that we're going to do it is, again, by taking action to deal with it. And, you know, one of the main two things that need to be done to deal with that is, one, you know, we're looking at actually having a march that's going to be in Harlem soon, and we're working on the date, you know, that it's going to be. So when we get that date officially, we're going to get back to people through the radio and also through flyers and the whole nine yards. But the bottom line is that that march, when we get to the end of the march, we'll be at Marcus Garvey Park, and we'll be able to discuss things in regards to, you know, why, you know, this needs to be ended, the terrible nigger hate music, because we don't need a brainwashing on our kids and even on our adults that's telling them to kill each other, to hate each other, to destroy each other's lives on a, you know, for madness, you know. We don't need that. But that's basic that music is designed for, to really try to get a negative mindset in the minds of our people so that we could, you know, really get caught up into all of this madness and wanting to kill each other and stuff. But that's a big part of the problem. We have to step up to the plate to end it. And two things that need to be done with that is not only dealing with the rappers and the music companies, but also dealing with the other side of that, which is talking to people in our community to tell them to stop buying and stop listening to it. And that's very important as well, you know, because especially the part, if we just stop listening to it and we stop buying it, that really short circuits their negative desire to see our people destroyed. And that's why it's so important for us to definitely see what we can do to turn things around, you know. But the bottom line is we got to move forward and take some serious actions with this. And if we do take the proper action, what's going to happen is we're going to be able to make some positive change come about. All these things can happen, you know, but we just have to really make a commitment in our hearts and minds that our children's lives do matter enough for us to want to see what we can do to stop all of this madness. Because if we think that we're just going to be able to complain about it in our living room, in our kitchen, in our bedroom, talking to one another about it, just complaining about it is not going to do it. You actually have to do something about it. And if we do something about it, that's when you're going to see the results that we're looking for. And that's one of the reasons why I know for a fact we can make it happen. But the other side of it is, with one of the things that's very important as well, is in dealing with, also dealing with it from a spiritual viewpoint. Because when you actually can get involved with focusing on something and you're dealing with it in regards to calling on the power of God, or calling on the power of Christ, or calling on the power of Allah, and you're asking God to really come to assist us and help us in dealing with some of the serious problems that we're confronting on a regular basis, we can have those things. And I've seen it in the past. Back in the 60s, we've seen it. You know, we saw it not too long ago, back in 2010, when we ended the gang war. But the bottom line is, we can do this. It's not even a question about can we do it. The question is, will we take the proper steps to do it? So dealing with it and, you know, convincing our people that we need to stop listening to the terrible nigga hate music, and that's our youth and even some of our adults, we need to cut that out of, you know, our existence altogether, you know? And if we can do that, that will be very powerful on our part. Number two is dealing with the rappers to let them know, we know you're getting paid hundreds of thousands, we know you're getting paid millions of dollars, but still in awe, what you're doing is helping to destroy our community and destroy our people. So you need to really think about putting an end to that and switching over from negative hate music to positive music. Music that can promote us, that can inspire us, that can help us. You know, those are some of the things that need to be done. Because, like I said, you know, one brother, you know, that was called James Brown, and he had a, you know, really powerful song that was very inspirational. And I know it inspired me when I was coming up, but the bottom line is, I know it inspired a lot of other people. He said, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." And that was something that was very inspirational, because a lot of times you're hearing just the opposite. What, man, you're a nigga and you know this, that, and that, you know, talking all this negative talk about our people and about ourselves is not something that's going to inspire us. But when you hear some positive things like what James Brown was saying, that was great. And you also can have other singers and rappers bring that kind of music to the table, where it will definitely be a great help. Because just like, you know, I don't know if you guys are into affirmations, but affirmations are very powerful in reprogramming your mind into something, you know, positive, so that you can accomplish great things in your life, you know, and you're reprogramming your mind from negativity to positivity. And that's the same with this music. And I do have to give it to the, you know, terrible white racists that are dealing with this nigga hate music, because they came up with a great idea on how they could help to destroy our community without having to come into our community with guns or cannons or machine guns or anything crazy like that and gunning our people down on a regular basis. All they had to do was to try to brainwash our people and say, hey, you guys listen to this music long enough and it's going to program the minds of your people into wanting to hate each other and to even wanting to kill each other. And that's the thing. We have to realize that that nigga hate music is not just something that's a terrible tune and it's out of tune or something like that. We're talking about music that is, and rap music that is there to program our people into negativity, to destroy each other's lives. And we don't need nothing like that. All we need to do is to project some positivity. And when we do that, we're going to see positivity come back into our community and come back into the minds and hearts and lives of our people. So But positive rap is where it's at. That's what we really need to start to project. That's what we really need to start to get involved with. And as we deal with that and cancel the negative nigga hate rap, that's going to be a good thing. Because we don't need to hear on a weekly basis our kids are being killed and are dying because of, you know, the brainwashing of what is being flooded into their minds on a regular basis every day. And I've seen and heard some things in that music I couldn't even believe that, you know, was going on. You know, because even one time I was in Pelham and, you know, I was in a park and I was sitting on a bench there and it was one of those big U-shaped benches, which, you know, had about eight or nine different benches that were attached to each other, but they were all in a U-shape. And, you know, as I was sitting there, I had about, you know, seven or eight, you know, white teenagers came by, and they was like, oh, man, this guy's sitting where we were going to sit. We were going to have our little meeting there. So I was getting ready to say, okay, just tell me you want to sit here, and I'll let get up and go. But then one of them said, oh, man, forget it. Let's just go. So they just left, and I said, oh, okay. You're not going to ask me to go or nothing. Are you just going to leave? I said, okay, no problem. So anyway, they came back 5 minutes later, and it wasn't all seven or eight of them. It was only like about four or five of them. But one of them had a music, you know, device or player in his, you know, in his hand that he was holding on to. And he pressed the button when he stood in front of me, you know, with his, you know, three other people. And what ended up happening, he had a rapper that was there. And it was a black rapper because you could tell by his voice he was black. But the bottom line was, he was talking about several reasons on why we should hate and kill each other. And it shouldn't be a thing that we should, you know, ignore. It should be something that we should really do, kill each other, you know. And he kept on coming up with, you know, you can't trust these niggas, so you need to kill them. You know, they're worthless pieces of killing them. And when you're killing them, you're doing them a favor. You can't, you know, don't want them to live next to you, because when they live next to you, they're going to steal from you, so you might as well kill them. And he kept on going on and on with all these negative reasons on why we should kill each other. And I couldn't even believe it. And I was so pissed off at it. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking about standing up, going up to him and just cursing him out. But I said, you know what? Let me just get out of here, because I got a feeling they probably got a knife or a gun on them. And if I did, you know, want to say something, you know, terribly towards them, I probably was going to get shot or stabbed. So I just said, let me just go. So anyway, I left. And then I saw them moving towards the benches for them to sit down. But the bottom line was that, you know, I never thought I would ever hear a black rapper saying so many negative things on why we should kill each other and why we should hate each other. But when you're getting paid hundreds of thousands and possibly even millions of dollars, you know, for doing this crazy music that either they want you to make up for them or that they make up for you, the bottom line is they get that negative message out there for you. And that's what's really terrible about that, that you're listening to stuff that is something that will definitely, you know, turn your people down and out. And we don't need that. So anyway, that's something that we really need to address and that we really need to deal with. And as we start to really focus on seeing how important it is for us to actually become folks that are definitely interested in the lives of our youth, and also knowing that our youth are our future generation. And we don't need to have our future generation end up in slavery chains again physically. We don't need that. But when your people are so down and out and are killing each other and hating each other and aren't doing nothing to help each other and all that kind of crazy negative stuff is going on, that's when, you know, the racists can come and take big advantage of you, because you're not doing anything to come together in unity to help your people. You're not doing anything to come together and try to bring about positive change for your people. All you're doing is destroying your people. And now when you got people that want to help you to destroy your people, they're glad to see you doing crazy stuff like that. But that's the thing. We need to step up to the plate and stop that crazy stuff. And we could do it. But the bottom line is we have to take the proper steps in order to see positive things coming back into our community. And that's with positive rap music. That's with us telling our people that they need to no longer allow our youth nor any adults to listen to negative nigger hate music, but how we need to really see what we can do to get rid of it and for us as a people to stop listening to it. And once we start going down that road, it's going to be a lot more positive and helpful, and we're going to see a lot more positive results come through in regards to our children, positive things instead of negative things towards one another. So anyway, these are things that need to be addressed, and I know that we can do our very best. It's just a matter of whether we want to step up to the plate or whether we just want to sit in the corner there and complain about it and do nothing about it. And we can't afford to sit in the corner and do nothing about it. We have to step up to the plate and do something about it. Because not only our children deserve this, but our future generation deserve to have some positive things happening. We need to get all our rights back. Cause like right now in southern states, we have, you know, some of those racist white southern states. They actually have stripped away our rights as black people to even vote. We can't even vote in those states anymore. And the thing about it is, if we're just going to sit back and complain about it and ignore it, then what's going to happen, it's going to from the southern states up into the northern states. And that's only because we're saying, I ain't worried about that. I'm up here in the north. I don't care what happens to the people in the south. We can't have that kind of negative thinking and attitude. We have to step up to the plate and see what we can do to bring about some positive change, even with our voting, all right? That's something that we need to do as well. So all of these things need to be addressed in our community. And once we start coming through to really reach out to help one another, to care about one another, to uplift one another, and be a blessing to one another, that's when we're going to start to see the positive change come about. But that means that we as a people need to see what we can do to bring about some positive change to come through. And we can. We just need to step up to the plate and do what we can to really, you know, bring that positive change about. And again, the icing on the cake is really coming together in spiritual unity so we can see what we can do to really bring about some dynamic and awesome and amazing changes in our community. And it doesn't have to be a situation where we think we're going to be able to help our people. You know, it's going to be a situation where we know we're going to bring about some positive change to help our people. Because when we tap into our God-given power to actually bring about positive change, we can definitely bring about some wonderful change in our community. But we just need to know for a surety that we do have the ability to bring about that change. And there's no question about whether we have it. It's just a matter of awakening ourselves to the fact that that ability is, and using that ability to really help our people so that we can bring about positive change in the lives of our people and really make some wonderful and dynamic things come about for our people in a positive way. And that's all we have to do. And prayer, meditation, fasting, you know, affirmations, all these different things are powerful spiritual tools that can be utilized to really find a real awesome and amazing opportunity to bring spiritual change into our community. But again, we just need to come together in spiritual unity and bring about the opportunity to change our community from negativity to positivity. You can do it physically and spiritually. And when we combine both of these great opportunities together, we'll start to see a serious change in our community come about. But again, in order for that to happen, we just need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are things that we can truly bring about. So all I can say at this point is these are some things that, you know, with the march, we're looking to really help to inspire our people. And also one of the things I'm also looking at is to really get the word out to, you know, folks to let them know that these are things that is not something that we can just complain about in our houses. We need to really bring about the positive change by getting out there and doing what we can do to make some positive change come about. So all of what I want to say again is that, you know, one thing for sure is that we just need to step up to the plate and really see what we can do to come together in unity physically and spiritually, and we're going to see some positive change come through to change our community. And that's really going to be a serious game changer for us, because we have the ability to do these things. The only thing that stops us from doing it is when we stop doing anything ourselves. But like I said, back in the 60s, when we got together in unity, we saw some very dynamic change that was coming through, because racism was so twisted and terrible for black people at that time. You know, we couldn't go to, you know, their stores. We couldn't go to their hotels. We couldn't even send our kids to their elementary, junior high school, high schools, or even colleges. We couldn't have any participation at all, you know, and that was really a terrible situation that we found ourselves in. But we had Martin Luther King, we had Malcolm X, and many others, spiritual and physical leaders that came together to help us. And they're actually motivating our people to actually come out and get involved to do something about it, really made that wonderful change come about. So now we just need to really be motivated once again. And when we do, allow ourselves to get involved and take care of these things instead of just complaining about it and trying to ignore it, you know, we're going to see some great opportunity come our way. So anyway, like I said, I'm really glad that we had a chance to address this, because these are some things that really need to be spoken on, and not just spoken on, but actually dealt with. And one of the other things that I did want to also address, and it's very important as well, and that is to really try to see what we can do to, you know, come together also on a financial basis, which is important as well. And, you know, one of the other things that, you know, is there to keep your people down and out is poverty. And when you're stuck in poverty and you don't have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in your bank account, then basically when you're just, you know, basically surviving by having a food card, by having welfare or, you know, Section 8, you know, financing for you. And then the problem is many times our people, they get cut off from being able to get that, whether it's their food card and then they're out on the street begging for money so they could get something to eat, whether it's Section 8, which allowed them to have, you know, rental ability to for an apartment and stuff. And, you know, so they come up with an excuse to, you know, tell you that, no, we can't give you Section 8 no more. Sorry about that. That's it for you. And it's like, what? You know? And it's like, you know, hard to believe that, because at that point, you know, of course the landlord is going to tell you, wait a minute, I can't let you stay up in here for free. You got to either pay the rent or you got to go. And if you can't pay the rent because they cut you off, then, you know, boom, you're out on the street. And so you know, all of these things are things that we shouldn't even be involved with. But when you are totally on bended knee begging for money, you know, for food, for housing and things of that sort, what the problem is that means that you are at the mercy of those people. And at any time that they want to cut you off, cut off, whether it's, you know, with the roof over your head or whether it's the food that goes in your mouth. But if you financially can support yourself by having your own business or having a good job that, you know, can really financially support you, then these are things that could really bring about positive change for you, where you don't have to really be concerned about, you know, oh, shoot, I hope, you know, that's that letter I got now, I hope this ain't got nothing to do with no more Section 8 or no more food or no more this, that, or the other. You don't have to be, you know, in that situation where you got to be totally dependent on them and be in a situation where things can be cut off so easily and then you find yourself in a terrible situation. But when you can financially, as a people, find yourselves independently wealthy and independently financially stable so that you're not, you know, struggling to make financial ends meet, then that's when you can actually go forth, can really be great. And you're no longer dependent on someone else having to, you know, pay for you to get food, pay for you to, you know, get a rental situation going with Section 8 and other, you know, welfare situations. All of those things don't even have to be a part of your life. But what can be a part of your life is that you financially are dealing with quite a few things that can really help you to transform your life from poverty to wealth, from poverty to prosperity. And all of that can happen, but we have to start to come together in unity once again and see what we can do to help each other and show each other how we can go about making some positive, prosperous moves that can really help our people bring some great and wonderful things about. And when we're going to do those are the things that can really help our people rise up from the negative things that, you know, many of us are caught into. So all I can say is financial freedom is something that's very important as well. Instead of being stuck in, you know, poverty, slavery, financial freedom is 100% better situation. And when we see that as where we really want to be, then that's when we're going to see, you know, a new reality of wonderful, great, and prosperous things come into our lives. But again, us coming together in unity and prosperity is also another thing that needs to be done. Because we do, whether you realize it or not, a lot of times it's hard to realize it, because when you look in our community and you see the majority of our people are struggling financially to make ends meet, it's hard for you to realize that we do have millionaires and even some billionaires that are black. But the bottom line is, you know, we need to come together with those black millionaires and those few black billionaires to work together to help our people. And in so doing, it can really bring about some positive change for our folks. But these are the things that need to come about. And even without having all of them come on board, because I know some of them are basically just stuck in the mindset where they just want to do that for themselves. They don't want to deal with us, you know, trying to help us or anything like that. They're only concerned about, you know, having their mansion, having 6 or 7 cars for themselves, maybe even having an airplane. But the bottom line is they're not interested in, you know, putting out millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars to benefit our people. And that's part of the problem. But in other communities, you know, you do have, you know, millionaires coming together to put up community centers, hospitals, you know, homeless shelters, a lot of different things that are needed to help their community. They do that. But we need to do that as well as a people, you know, for folks that have the money and for folks that just know some good and creative ideas on how people can benefit themselves in getting hundreds of thousands and possibly even millions of dollars. How can they achieve that? How can they actually be successful in bringing a situation like that about? And that's the thing. You as a person needs to know how you can improve your life financially. And once you find out what are the proper steps to actually get that door open for you to become a person that can actually get paid hundreds of thousands or actually make, you know, like I said before, millions of dollars in your life, that's a great thing. And it's not something that our people have never done. But even when we had Black Wall Street, that was something where we had, you know, a whole bunch of people, Black people, that were, you know, making millions of dollars. But that was through stocks, you know. And when they were doing that, it, you know, really got a lot of people, you know, racist white people upset about them, that they had large numbers of Black people that were multimillionaires. So they, you know, actually reached out to destroy the Black Wall Street, you know, movement that was there to help our people. That was another one of the reasons why our programs, you know, with that, you know, was, you know, kicked to the curb. And the reason why it was because they killed a lot of the people that were involved with that, that were multimillionaires, which was really sad. And none of those people that killed them, you know, spent a day, an hour, or a week in jail. They just ended up destroying the lives of those people, and that destroyed that whole movement. But anyway, we as a people, once we become financially strong and independent from being stuck in poverty, we'll be able to really live a lot more healthier and positive life. Because when you're a slave of poverty and you're stuck in that, a lot of negative things go along with that package. And you don't really want to find yourself in that situation where you're not able to, you know, financially make ends meet. You know, you got this problem financially, that problem financially, you got this problem, you know, it's just a number of problems that start piling up in your life, and it puts a lot of stress and strain on you, and you don't need to live a life like that. So all I can say at this point is financially, these are things that we need to do as well. And as we do them, you know, we'll start to see that these are things that can really bring about not just positive change, you know, for the individual, but also positive change for our community as well. So that as we come together financially and put money up so that we can get, you know, community centers, hospitals, you know, homeless shelters, things like that together for our people, that would be great. Not only that, but we could also have money to put together programs where we could, you know, show our people how they can become wealthy, how they can actually make serious money and don't have to be stuck in poverty any longer. And that is very important as well, because, you know, the more programs you have out there like that for our youth and for our adults, you know, it takes them away from selling drugs and getting into these gangs and different things. But now you have an opportunity where you can live a positive life and you can do positive things with your life. But when you have the only program that's out there is the negative programs that are out on the street telling you to sell drugs and to get involved with these gangs and kill each other and all that kind of crazy stuff, then those are the things that you get caught up into. what I'm saying. We can definitely focus on showing our people how they can actually get some positive things going. And when we do show them that, that could be something that could really be great for them to see, and that could be great for them to have in their lives, the ability to know what would be the proper steps to be able to make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in their life, and to share that with other people that you know in your family or friends, and, you know, change the community. Might even change it overnight. But the bottom line is you have to have that kind of information available. And once that kind of information is available to your people, that's when you can really reach out and start to see, you know, some positive change coming through. So all I can say at this point is that we as a people have the ability to bring about positive change in our community. We as a people really have the ability to stop the murdering of our kids, to stop poverty in our community. And when we actually do reach out to really bring these wonderful and great goals and dreams about, what's going to happen is it's going to allow our people to really see that this can be a part of our new reality, but only can come about if you as an individual are interested and determined to really bring that type of a situation about in your life. And if you are, then you are going to see some great and wonderful things starting to flow into your life once you start to free yourself up from poverty, you know. And it's going to take away a lot of the stress and strain and, you know, pressure that's on you. All of that will be removed, and you'll start to see the freedom of what financial freedom can bring into your life, which is a lot more positive, a lot more helpful, and a lot more of what we need to see in our community. So anyway, these are some things that we really need to focus on and see what we can do, because in us doing it, we'll start to see some positives. Definitely deserve it, and we definitely are those after, you know, slavery and the hard, negative, terrible effect of what, you know, terrible racism for so long in this country has had on destroying and hurting our people. Now we can start to see what we can do to actually bring about, you know, some positive things. And it doesn't have to be, I think we can do it, or maybe we can do it. We can definitely do it. We did it in the 60s, and like I said, we even did it back in 2010 when we ended the gang wars here in the New York area. So all I can say to you is that, you know, we have the ability. We just need to step up to the plate and see what we can do about starting a new reality for me and you. And we definitely can do that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that information with you, because these are things that, no question about it, we can really start to bring some positive change into our community and see what we can do. And I know that we definitely not might be able to, or maybe be able to, but definitely be able to do it. Without a doubt, we can bring it about. Okay, so we do have Brother Ron, you know, here, and I was going to ask him if he didn't have anything, you know, to say at this point, if he could, you know, start the commercial there and come back, and we can address a few other things, you know, with a few other people and see what we could do. So, Brother Ron, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. And regarding reports on things that are occurring, we have to keep in mind that, you know, the conditions that we're under, we have to look at the circumstances that we're dealing with and what brought those things about, historical facts that brought about all the changes that we're going through, history. You know, nobody never questions why not. Why do they do not want to teach history in its entirety, in its wholeness? Why do we have one country, but we have two different steps and two different decisions and two different ideologies and two different perspectives on one history? You know, we have to think about that. Why do we have Black history and white history, American history? You know, why do information is power? Why do they want to keep the information from you? Why are they miseducating your children? Why are your children not getting a better education in the school system? Why is the school system controlled so much by the powerful people in the society, the 1%ers, the billionaires and trillionaires? You know, why is the condition of slavery not behind us? Why is that not our past and we move on to a new future? You know, you got to ask yourself these things. You got to be aware of these things. You got to keep asking questions about these things. And so moving forward, we can move forward in a better light, because when we come together and we understand what we're dealing with conditionally, Americans are not that knowledgeable about history because they have not been taught. Continuing to make them ignorant because they're continuing not to teach and talk about the truth. And so when you look at these things, you know, you wonder, why are things the way they are? And why we're not questioning the government? Why we're not asking the president about these things? Why we're not discussing these things with the politicians, the local leaders, the councilmen, assemblymen, the U.S., the state senator, the U.S. senator, the congressmen, justices and lawyers, and people who carry on the school system itself, the professors, the teachers, you know, the school system. We're not challenging them and asking them about why is the history of the country the way it is. And every time it continues to be that way, you know, there got to be a method. There got to be a method behind madness. There got to be some reason. Everything is a reason. And once you get into it and you study the reason, you understand better of what you're dealing with. And you understand the history of it. Because history will constantly repeat itself if it's not taught and not learned about and not restructured. It's going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming. You know, I mean, the ugliness that we see in America, the going into the stores and shooting and killing everybody on the airplane, train. You know, it's constantly, like you said earlier, constantly killing. But when are we going to end all of this? We're going to end it, I think, when we let them know that we know and educate them a little bit on what's going on, because a lot of them just don't know. A lot of Americans spend all their time with their hobbies or whatever, you know, something like TVs, something like the four corners of the room. People like different aspects of things differently. And so we have to consider what's going on. I'll say to you again, stay aware of the conditions of these killings of people, these lynchings by look like police officers, 25 people, 25 different states, and the same reports are given that it's a suicide. And they don't want to further investigate these things and find out what's going on. These are things that we need to know, these things we need to understand. The marijuana laws, the drug laws, the criminality, you know, judicial, the municipal, you know, understand all these laws, guys. And they keep changing, and we don't need a lot of people don't know. They keep changing the laws. And so you don't know the law. You walk around, you violate the law. You know what I'm saying, without knowing. You know what I'm saying? So there's so many other things that we can discuss, that, you know, hundreds of thousands of things. But it's just good that you be aware. You turn on Conscious Radio, talk to conscious people, and you deal with people who are beyond the approach of suspect. And you watch out what's going on. Keep abreast of what's happening in this country, what's happening in America, how it's happening in this country. Where is it London? Many years we have people that have been historians and teachers and professors, and they chronologically put together historical books that we can read, that we know what the truth is. I would tell you to gather yourself and look at the invention, 50,000 inventions invented by African American people alone. You know, and what else they needed? So after they got that, what was the next thing they needed? Well, they need control of the society so they can do what they want with the finances. It all goes back to money. You trace the money and you see something funny, you know it's got to be the money. So in that instance, you know, we're trying to keep this so that you have a level of understanding and knowledge. You know, I mean, maybe you don't have money to buy books, but you can't get to the library, whatever. Maybe you don't have a phone to do up stuff. So you stay in tune to, you know, the show like this, Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Yamin Bridges, and let him keep educating you on what's going on, what's happening, so that you can make intelligent decisions about stuff. When you see something happen or you hear something happen, you can make a intelligent decision how to handle that thing. You know, that's important right now, very important. And so I think on that basis, I don't know, I heard music or something. On that basis, we'll get ready and stop the commercial. And commercial, we got back with Dr. Benjamin Bridges and the Experience in Spirit Community and Meditation Show, Saturday night, people. Power, power, power. Let's go to the commercial.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I'm on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, the plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuckle Trap.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, J Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D, owner of KFS and Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2D at 337-946-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazine, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers,
tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we are back.
Okay, great. So right now, basically what I wanted to do is to see was there any speakers that wanted to come on and give some feedback at this point? If not, then some other things.
Not right now.
All right. Well, what I wanted to do was to also talk about the importance of, affirmation, visualization, and even meditation, and how it can be a game changer for people's lives, because with affirmation, it can really be something that can really help a person to reprogram their mind from negativity to positivity. And unfortunately, a lot of our folks are caught up into negative thinking, seeing themselves in negativity and seeing our people in negativity. And because of that, we don't trust each other, don't want to work with each other, don't want to be involved with helping each other even. And these are things that when you're seeing things from a negative perspective, just draws more negativity to you. So the thing about it is affirmations on you achieving your goals and dreams in life can actually assist you with that. And one of the affirmations that, we shared with a lot of our students in the schools that were able to get them out of negative thinking into positive thinking and actually even seeing themselves as being able to get on possibly that A or B honor roll from being a failure and constantly coming up with failing grades. The thing about it is when you can start to believe that you're capable and that you're able mentally and strong enough mentally to actually get on the A and B honor roll. Even in the past, you've been told that you're not mentally able to do it. You're incapable. You're not able to do these things, and don't even try to get on the A and B. You know, see if you can get on the C and D. And if you can get on the C, that's you know, good. At least you ain't failing. But the bottom line is that that's not the true ability of what you can do. And that's one of the things that, you know, our program, you know, IQ Meditation was all about. It was about really showing our youth that they do have a high frequency mind level, but they've been lied to and told that they don't. But that's the thing. They don't have to believe that. And once they start to reprogram their mind to know that they have the ability to do smart and intelligent things in regards to getting on the A and B honor roll, in regards to achieving different goals and dreams that they have in their life, that's when you start to reach out to do that. And I believe some of you have heard about, you know, the gentleman that was, you know, in regards to, you know, being on the track team in Mount Vernon High School. And he was a senior in Mount Vernon High School, and he was 18 years old. But the bottom line was that particular year, he wasn't winning any of the races. He kept on losing them race after race. And he was at the point where he was so fed up, he was thinking about even stepping out of the track team and just calling it a day. But he heard about our meditation group in the school, and he said, you know what, let me check into this stuff. Let me see if this stuff can, might be able to help me, because if I can start winning races again, that would be great. But right now, I ain't winning nothing. So anyway, he spoke to me and my wife, and he asked us, did he think that this could be something that could actually, you know, benefit him or help him so that he can improve himself and maybe win a few races, you know, on the track team. And we told him, yeah, it's more than a possibility, but the bottom line is it depends on what you see and how you feel about yourself. That's very important, because if you're going to see yourself, you know, as a failure or a loser, that's a whole other thing. So I said, by the way, how do you see yourself, you know, when you get ready to run these, you know, tracks or races? And he says, well, sometimes what I do, I look across the track line before we get ready to run the race, and I see these guys' muscles in their legs, and they look 100 times stronger than mine. And I'm like saying, wow, am I going to be able to beat somebody that who got muscles in his legs looking that strong? I don't even believe that that could even happen. I'm probably going to lose this race. And I said, wow, well, that's the thing, man. If you want to see yourself as losing the race before you even get in the race, start running, then basically that's a whole nother story, man. You got to start seeing yourself as the first one crossing the finish line, and that you're going to be the winner, not the loser. So you got to take your mind out of seeing yourself as a loser and start seeing yourself as a winner. And anyway, one of the affirmations that we gave him, you know, that really helped him was, I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it. I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it. And that was one of the things. The other thing that we gave him was the meditation and the visualization. And we showed him how it was necessary to visualize yourself. You know, normally when you get up in the morning, make sure you get up maybe about 15, 20 minutes earlier so that you could just do a meditation for 15 or 20 minutes. And then go and get dressed and everything and get ready to go to school. But if you do that 15 minutes ahead of time, where you're seeing yourself as a winner on the track team, you're seeing yourself crossing the finish line, you're seeing yourself as being worthy as to be a winner and that you are capable of being a winner, then 9 out of 10, you're going to be a winner. But you got to see it and you got to believe it. And he started to do that. And then at the end of the day, the other thing that was really good was, you know, we told him before he goes to bed at night to put that 15 or 20 minutes in. Even if you had a rough day, things didn't go that good, don't focus on that. Focus on the fact that you're still a winner and that things are going to, you know, definitely improve and get better for you. But you have to start to see it and believe it. and see yourself as that winner once again. So in the morning, they did that visualization of seeing themselves as a winner. And in the evening, before they went to bed, they saw themselves as a winner as well. And then not only that, we gave them, you know, a few affirmations that they could say throughout the day. And those affirmations actually helped to reprogram their mind. Because once they started to say, I see it, I believe it, and now I achieve it, they started to tell themselves that they believe that they're really going to achieve success in life. And once they start to really see that they're going to achieve success in life and no longer see themselves as a failure or someone that just can't make anything happen, then basically what ends up happening is that now they're transforming their mind, their heart, from being a person that has brainwashed themselves as someone that cannot achieve success in their life, to now really reprogramming their mind to seeing themselves as someone that truly can achieve great success in their life. But you have to see it in order to achieve it. You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is something that will definitely come about. And once you reprogram your mind into confidence, knowingness, and having faith in yourself as a winner, and having faith even in the power of God, Christ, Allah, and just know that that spiritual power can also be utilized for you to be able to free yourself from seeing yourself in the realm of negativity and as a stone-cold loser that can never accomplish anything. But anyway, when he started utilizing these different techniques that we showed him, because that's another thing that's very important too, we share this information with students. And for those of them that really do this on a daily basis, those are the ones that are really empowering themselves. But if you get the information and say, nah, I'm not doing this every day, I'll do this maybe once a week or twice a week, I'm not doing this every day, what's going to happen is you're not going to have the empowering ability because you're not using this to its maximum potential so that it can actually bring about the reprogramming of your mind, your spirit, your intelligence to know that you are now a winner in life. And these are things that are very important. But anyway, the thing about it with him, he did it on a daily basis. And that was really good that he was somebody that actually took this and utilized it to its maximum potential. And when he started utilizing it to his maximum potential, he got back to us in about 2 weeks, you know, as he was doing this. And he said, wow, Mr. Bridges, guess what happened? He said, what happened? He said, oh, I just won 3 races. I said, really? He said, yeah, man, this stuff really works. You know, and I was really happy to see that he was very serious about utilizing this instead of just playing games with it and doing it maybe once a week or twice a week. You know, he was doing it every day. And when you can do the affirmations every day, when you can do the visualization of seeing yourself as a winner every day in the morning and every day just before you go to bed at night, that brings about a game-changing situation for you because you're no longer stuck in that negative thinking. Now you're in a situation where you're seeing yourself from a positive perspective and you're seeing yourself in a positive mindset, which makes a big difference. Because people who even become millionaires and billionaires, they don't say, oh, man, I know this ain't going to work and this deal that I'm working on now is never going to happen and this is a bunch of crap and, oh, man, I know this is it. If they keep, you know, saying those kind of things and feeling those kind of things, then they're going to draw more and more negative people to them and more negative situations to them. But if they start to say, no, I know I'm worthy of becoming a millionaire. I know I'm someone that can really make some positive things happen in my life, you know, financially. And I know I can be a magnet for wealth and draw positive people, positive situations, and positive money mysteriously flowing into my life. And I know we can make this happen. And if you start seeing yourself from that perspective instead of seeing yourself from that negative perspective of never being able to be successful and always working with knuckleheads and crazy people that, you know, just are, you know, losers and they're not going to ever be able to accomplish anything, then basically that's what you're going to get. So what you see is what you get in life mentally. And you need to mentally see yourself not a negative, cold-hearted loser, but as a great and wonderful and blessed achiever of being very successful and worthy of it and capable of it, and now you're going to actually achieve it. And when you actually put your mind into that state of really working on bringing something like this about, that's when it comes about. But it can only happen for you once you start to see yourself from that positive perspective, you know? Because that's what makes the difference in people's lives, who, whether they're singers, dancers, and, you know, a singer can't get out there and say, man, I know my voice is all jacked up, and I don't know why my voice is so terrible. If they're going to feel that way, then their voice is going to end up being terrible, out of tone and out of tune and all that kind of stuff. And the reason why is because they see themselves from that negative perspective. But if they say, well, you know, one thing, I may not be a good basketball player, but I'm definitely a good singer, and I'm glad I've been blessed with this beautiful voice, man, and I can really sing great, and I'm going to really start to make some serious money. So if they're starting to see themselves in that state of mind, and they know that they could actually achieve those and really bring some positive things into their life, then that's when those positive things can really start to come their way. But it really depends on how you see yourself, how you feel, how you appreciate what you're doing, or how you, you know, are really feeling, you know, depressed about what you're doing. So these are things that, you know, really can really bring about positive change. And that's something that is very important. Affirmation, visualization with the meditation. And another thing that helps as well is fasting. Now, we used to do 21-day fast and, you know, 14-day fast and 7-day fast, you know. And, you know, those are some pretty good fasts to do, you know. But the bottom line is that, you know, even a 3-day or a 1-day fast is something good to do too, because what I found over the years is that sometimes it's very difficult for some people to not eat, you know, all day. And what you could do, again, when we do our fast, we do, you know, juice, water, and tea. Those are the liquids that we're dealing with. And, you know, doing that, we're taking that. And not only just that, but sometimes there are, you know, herbal drinks that, you know, we're dealing with as well. And also vitamins as well. You know, we do take vitamins also during the time of the fast. So that, you know, helps to empower you and strengthen you as well. Anyway, these are things that can be very helpful, that can be very powerful in the transformation of, you know, who you are. And that's one of the things, because when you're in a system that wants you to see yourself in a negative perspective, when you're in a system that wants to keep you down and out and not to really become a millionaire or billionaire, because I even remember one time, we wanted to teach a program in the school system, and, you know, what it was we had an opportunity where we had a lot of professionals that were millionaires and were making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, and we wanted to get them to come into the school to teach these kids how they became millionaires, how they were able to make money in the hundreds of thousands, whether it was $250,000, $500,000, $600,000, $800,000. The bottom line was, regardless of whether it was a maximum amount or a lower amount in the $100,000, or even if it was a maximum amount in the millions, it might have been, you know, 100 million or 50 million or whether it was just 5 or 8 or 10 million. But the bottom line is you making that kind of money and showing the youth how they could do the same thing, you know, is very, very important. Because once they can see that these are not things that are just, you know, somebody's talking out the side of their mouth here, but just speaking to an actual person that has accomplished that, that has a huge impact on the person because they're seeing somebody that has actually done it, not just somebody that believes they can do it, but somebody that actually has achieved it. And because they have become a millionaire, it's something that gives more power to what you're trying to share with them. But anyway, we went into the school system and we had a group of people that were going, that were, you know, successful people and making huge amount of money. And we were going to bring them in to teach the kids on how they could actually achieve that in the high school. But the problem was that, you know, when we spoke with the superintendent said, no, no, that's not important for our kids to learn how to become millionaires and to make hundreds of thousands. These kind of things aren't important. The main thing is that they just, you know, get a job out here, whether it's working in a factory or McDonald's or something, and at least they'll get some money in their pocket. But for them to, like, really be vibing on the fact that they got to, you know, really work hard at, you know, becoming a millionaire or becoming someone that's going to make hundreds of thousands, they don't need that kind of stuff. We don't need to teach them that. And I couldn't even believe that that was something that was being said because this was a black superintendent. And being that it was a black superintendent, I thought he would be just as glad to hear about this program as I was. But he was like saying, nah, don't take on that. And I was like, what? You know, I couldn't even believe that was coming out of his mouth. So anyway, we did get through our group. We were getting ready to protest to the Board of Education that we believe that this could be a program that could benefit our people and that it should not be ignored or kicked down, you know, into the garbage can, but something that could actually be utilized to help our youth, you know, transform their lives by being taught by people that were professional real estate people that were making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, that were people that were in the selling stocks and making money, you know, people that were utilizing, you know, crypto, you know, Bitcoin and things like that, and how they could, you know, how you could get in. You know, so we had a number of different people. We even had my cousin who was an airplane pilot, and I didn't even know what kind of income he was making, but I knew he was making about, you know, about $100,000. That's what I thought. But then I found out that he was making $300 or $325 somewhere in that vicinity. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, I didn't know he was making that kind of money. I didn't even know airplane pilots made that kind of money. He said, yeah. But that's the thing, because he said that, you know, when it comes to black people being airplane pilots, you only have like 1 to 1.5% of black airplane pilots in the United States. And I said, what? I said, is that small an amount? He said, that's small an amount. And I said, you know, one thing about that, now that you mention it, I think all the times that I've been in airplanes, you know, going, you know, with different airlines and stuff, I think I only saw 1 or 2 black airplane pilots. And I think it was just basically one, so now that you mentioned that, you know, I can definitely understand why I only saw like 1 airplane pilot, because that was basically, you know, something that is a reflection of what you're saying. But this is the thing. He came and he told them how they could really bring about positive change, you know, in becoming an airplane pilot. And he said first their step is to actually go into the Air Force. And when you go into the Air Force, he said, you know, deal with it for about 3 to 5 years, and then you can, you know, retire from it, and then you could go to a professional airline and tell them that you want to become an airplane pilot for their company. But he said, when I did that, they said, you know, how do we know that, you know, you really have a good airplane you know, history, you know, I mean, just because you own an airplane or you've been flying an airplane, that doesn't mean anything. For all I know, you might have been close to almost having three or four terrible accidents in your airplane. So how do we know that? And he said, no. He said, I've been in the Air Force for the last 5 years. And he said, basically, you know, you can ask, you know, my sergeant and ask them about this and ask different officials in the airplane industry, Air Force industry, and they'll tell you, you know, how good or how bad an airplane pilot I was. And they did. They asked about it. They did the research on it. And they got nothing but great feedback about how he was a good airplane pilot that did, you know, a lot of good things, and how the 5 years he was in there, you know, he was, you know, good. He was beneficial to the Air Force. So when they heard that, they said, wow, okay, this guy is a good airplane pilot, so we're going to hire him. And that's what they did. And he said, but when you just go independently as someone that flies airplanes and you have your own airplane and then you have to show proof that you are a, you know, excellent or good airplane pilot, you know, and you don't have any real proof to show that, then that's when a lot of times they'll kick you to the curb. But if you come out of the Air Force and you have the Air Force there to back you up to show that you are a good airplane pilot, then that will give you the privilege to say, hey, 9 out of 10, yeah, because, you know, they say he's really a good airplane pilot. You know, I don't have any problem hiring him. But, yeah, you know, seeing that he has that proof to show that, we're going to hire him. And that's what they did. And for years, he was an airplane pilot for this particular company. I forgot which one it was, but, you know, it was one of the major airplane companies. And basically, yeah, homeboy was making like $325,000, $300,000, and I was like, wow, that's pretty good, man. That ain't no crumbs off the table, you know, $300,000 a year, $350,000 or $325,000. That's good. And after he finished his speech to the kids, you know, they gave him a standing ovation, and the reason why was because he gave a step by step, you know, way that they could actually make that kind of money. And there was about, you know, quite a few of the kids in the classroom that said, hey, man, I'm definitely going to get into the Air Force, man, and I'm going to give this a shot, because if I can make $300,000 or even $250,000, man, I don't care. I'll be more than glad, man. That would be great, you know. So he was, you know, very inspirational. And the other speakers as well, when they got in there, you know, after they started talking to the youth. So these are things that we need to have as a regular in our community to show our kids that these are things that they can do. And once we start to show them that, that'll be great. Because in the white community, they have these type of programs. But in the black community, they don't even want these programs, which is not a good thing. This is something that we should have for our kids, because our kids are worthy of becoming, you know, being able to make hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars as well. But if you don't even want to show them any of that, and you want them to just work in a factory or work at McDonald's or a Burger King or something like that and make their little minimum amount of money, which is poverty money, then basically, you know, that's something that is not good for them. But as adults, we need to establish these type of programs into our schools. And once we do that, that is great. And not only in our schools, but even outside of our schools. Because, you know, you can have a boys club, you know, you can have a program like that. You can have a YMCA where you can have a program like that. And you can have a number of different community centers in your community that can have programs like that that can teach how they can improve their lives financially. And that would really be great, you know. And the other thing as well is, like we said before, you know, the reprogramming of the mind as well to take them out of negativity. And another thing that, you know, is very important too, you know, from taking them out of negativity into positive thinking and seeing themselves from a negative mindset to a positive mindset, but also stress, tension, and anger. You know, these are the things that cause a lot of people to be in a situation where they, you know, get upset with what you said and they want to curse you out or they want to get into a physical fight with you because you said something to them, you know, that really pissed them off. And now they want to actually, you know, get into, you know, some physical, you know, situation with you. And sometimes it even goes beyond just a physical fight. You know, sometimes it goes into someone pulling out a knife or a gun to kill a person. And unfortunately, those are some of the things that are happening now. But when I came up, you know, one of the things that were happening was that, yeah, you know, we had disputes amongst the youth as well. You know, it wasn't never to the point where you had them pulling out guns and knives to kill each other. You know, if they were going to, you know, curse each other out or if there was going to be a physical fight, that was one thing. But if there was going to be a gun being brought out or a knife being brought out to stab and kill each other, it wasn't to that degree. And that was a good thing. And I was really glad when I was coming up that we didn't have that kind of situation that you would see on a regular basis, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks or once a month. You know, it was something that, you know, didn't really happen to stuff in our community back then. But anyway, now we do have that, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, the meditation, you know, is really good because it helps to bring a person peace of mind. And we do certain, you know, meditation steps that can really help a person to actually, you know, calm themselves from allowing that tension and that anxiety and all of that pressure to build up into your system to the point where you're ready to explode and go off on a person over something that, you know, normally you wouldn't even argue with them about or get angry with them about, but because you got so much tension and anger and pressure built inside your mind and inside your system, you know, because of that, you're allowing yourself to, you know, go off and to really be in a situation where you're actually, you know, because somebody said something or did something, you know, normally you wouldn't, you know, ignore that, wouldn't even bother you. But because you got all that pressure and tension and anger that's built up inside of you, you know, you're ready to either physically or verbally go off and curse the person out or physically, you know, get into a fight or maybe even pull out a knife or gun and shoot and kill that person. But when you can actually get rid of all of that tension, when you can actually get rid of all of that pressure, when you can actually get rid of all of that anger that is building up inside of your mind and inside of your system, then you can release yourself from getting involved with all of that negativity that a lot of people find themselves caught up into as well. And that's another reason why, you know, being able to find different programs like what we had to bring peace of mind to a person through meditation and to see, you know, a light of calmness, a light of peace of mind flowing through your mind and calming every single cell in your body and all that kind of stuff. These are things that really do help. And, you know, there's other things as well that we do, you know, that really, you know, add into that, that really has a huge impact on helping to bring peace of mind to a person so that they don't have to worry about, you know, whether they're going to be able to, you know, live a calm and peaceful life, you know, because if you have peace of mind instead of tension and anger and pressure in your life, then it makes life a lot more, you know, adjustable, a lot more easier to deal with. But if you're going to deal with a situation where you're in a situation where you're actually, you know, caught up into being stuck into that, then it makes things very rough for you because things that you normally wouldn't even be, you know, caught up into, you know, to argue with people or to want to fight with people and stuff wouldn't even be an issue. But because you have all of that there built up inside of you with that anger, tension, and pressure, that causes people to actually be in a situation where they, you know, can get caught up into a lot of negative situations. But getting into that state of mind where you have the mind and you're not really caught up into all of that, that helps tremendously. So these are things that can really be positive and helpful for people. We just need to be able to, you know, show people that these are things that can really help them out. But the bottom line is, if you don't know how to do it, if you don't have any programs out there to assist you, whether it's in your school system, whether it's in the community, whether it's, you know, in your family, you know, you don't have that opportunity any place around you, then unfortunately a lot of our kids get caught up into the program that's out there on the street. And those programs out there on the street to sell drugs, to get caught up into these gangs and all these other crazy things, you know, cause a lot of negative results. And that's the reason, again, that as adults, we need to come up with different opportunities to really set our youth free from all this negativity. And also even our adults, because, you know, dealing with financial stress and strain can really cause a lot of pressure and, you know, anger and tension and, you know, just a whole lot of depression and things like that that we don't want to deal with and we don't need to deal with. But when you don't have anything to, you know, offset that out of your system, then unfortunately that's where a lot of our people end up getting caught up into that. But we can definitely change that. There's no question about it. You know, we just need to move forward with programs that can really help our people out. And one of the things that I did want to deal with right now before we get ready to end our, you know, session here is to actually look at how we can actually deal with focusing on soothing peace of mind. And peace of mind is something that is very helpful. And in getting it, it gives you the ability to be more focused. Because when you got, that was another thing in the schools that helped students as well. When you got a lot of tension, anger, and pressure on you, it's a big distraction that when the things that you know that you need to focus on and do is very difficult for you to do because you got all of those negative things pulling you away and distracting you away from the things that you want to do. But when you have peace of mind and your mind is calm, your mind is focused, now you can focus on the things that you really feel are the important things that you want to bring about in your life. And that's one of the reasons why peace of mind is a very important piece that can really help a person in their life. But anyway, right now what I would like to do is to say, if any of you can find a comfortable sitting position, whether it's a couch, a chair, you know, whether it's a place where you won't be distracted every 5 minutes by somebody saying, oh, yeah, I wanted to mention to you, oh, could you, can I talk with you now? You know, I see your eyes closed, but can I talk with you? You know, instead of having somebody that's going to be in a position where they're going to be distracting you every 5 minutes, try to see if you can find a place where you can sit where there won't be any distraction, where you can sit down and be in a comfortable and calm location where you can be focused on what we're getting ready to do. So right now, what we're going to get ready to do is to focus on seeing ourselves in that wonderful and great state of mind where we call it peace of mind. Because once you get into that state of peace of mind, that's when your ability to accomplish great and wonderful things can really come about. And as I said before, without a doubt. So again, close your eyes for a moment in that comfortable sitting position.
And what I would like you to do is do a few deep breaths with me. And when you do those deep breaths, when we finish, we'll go right into the meditation for peace of mind. So let's start off with the deep breath of breathing in deep, all peace and calm and total relaxation, and now letting out all stress, tension, and any anger. Let it go, let it go, let it go. All right. The next breath, let's breathe in deep, and that is being in that positive state of mind where everything can be right on time, and let go of all of that negative thoughts and thinking and feeling. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Last but not least, breathing once again, that wonderful feeling of peace of mind where all negativity has to leave your mind. So let it go, let it go, let it go. Yes, indeed. All right. So now what we're going to do is to see a very, very bright light above your head. And see that bright light slowly but surely filtering into your mind, filling every single cell in your mind with the light, with the spirit of peace and calm. And as that peace and calm enters into every cell in your mind, it is erasing and cleansing your mind of all anger, tension, and negativity that has been there for a while, but now you're releasing it, now you're erasing it, now you are cleansing it and replacing it with a state of peace of mind, every single cell, peace of mind in it. You're feeling the calmness, you're feeling a state of peace, and you're feeling a wonderful feeling compared to what's been going on lately in your mind. Let that peace of calm totally replace all the negative tension, anger, and pressure that has been built up in your mind, built up in your system. Now you are cleansing it through that bright light, peace of mind and calm, allowing you to calm yourself, to truly feel a state of peace, a state of calm. Now, as you feel it, as you receive it, let it truly, truly uplift you. Let it truly, truly give you that good feeling of knowing that you are no longer in that pressure, in that negative state of mind that is causing you different problems that are occurring. Now that you are in a whole nother state of mind, you are starting to see a new reality. And that state of mind is total peace and calm, allowing you to be set free from all negativity. So now we are starting to see that peace of mind so that we can focus on a new reality in our lives, knowing that we can be set free all this negativity of the past, and that negativity of the past can no longer last. It is now being totally erased and replaced by the awesome and wonderful feeling of peace and calm, allowing your mind to be totally renewed. And now we are focusing on things that we would like to do. One of the things that peace of mind can allow you to see is a great and wonderful new reality. Start to see yourself really, really being able to accomplish great and wonderful things in your life. No longer feeling limited, no longer feeling disabled to do, but now you're feeling empowered. You're feeling strong. You're feeling able to accomplish great and wonderful things that you can truly, truly do. And being that that's the case, now peace of mind can allow you to focus on seeing a new reality that you can start to live, that you can start to be a positive thinker, no longer caught in a negative state of mind, no longer allowing any of that negativity to be left behind in your mind. Every negative thought and feeling is totally being cleansed and purified away. And now you're starting to see yourself in a new reality. You are worthy of success. You are a person that can achieve great and wonderful things in life. All you need to do is know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, you can definitely bring this about. Now that you are reaching a positive state of mind and that your mind is filled with knowing that you are capable, knowing that you are achievable, knowing that you have the power and ability to truly be a wonderful and great achiever in life, no longer caught up into the negative thinking of the past, and you can no longer laugh. You are now set free, truly, truly be a person that has the ability to reach that mountaintop of success. When you can achieve your very, very best, you are now feeling that vibration, that spirit of total peace and calm flowing through your mind and flowing even through your heart. You can feel it inside your heart and mind. That light is shining brightly. And it is removing all the negative feelings from your mind and heart, getting you ready for a brand new start. Now you are seeing yourself from a positive mindset. You are the one that is now going to achieve awesome and amazing things that you have to believe. You have to know that this is something you can do through the divine love, grace, and mercy of God. You can draw this into what you can be. And God can definitely bless you so that you can see that you have the ability to resurrect yourself from all this negativity. And now, as I said before, that mountaintop of success where you can truly achieve your very, very best. Not just to maybe get there or you might get there. No, I'm not talking about that at all. just open your mind and heart and start to allow peace and freedom to raise yourself up on high and reach the mountaintop of success where all your goals and dreams can truly fly. And that's another thing. When you go throughout the day, keep your mind up on high so that your goals and dreams can truly fly. Start to see yourself as being very successful and very able to achieve great and wonderful things in life. And know for a certainty that this is something that can come through for you. Not a maybe, not a possibility, but something that is now being done. You are being set free so that you can truly, truly achieve the positive things that you would like to achieve. So right now, just for a moment, what I would like you to do is to envision yourself as a positive thinker, as a positive person who can achieve great and wonderful things in your life. And see your goals and dreams now be accomplished. And the affirmation that we will end this with is, I see it already done, and our victory has been won. See it already done, and our victory has been won. I see it already done, and our victory has been won. I see it already done, and our victory has been won. I see it already done, and our victory has been won. So thank you all for coming into the meditation and coming onto the radio show. And just know that this is just the first step towards reaching the mountaintop of success. That you have to go from the negativity of the past to the new reality that is here for you at last. So let us definitely make our way to that mountaintop of success and achieve our very best. So I say peace and blessings to everyone, and have a great, wonderful evening, and an even better tomorrow. Peace and joy.
You go.